Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday with us. Great opportunity after all this rain to maybe get some lawn work done. And our friends will have all the advice for you following Grow Siouxland at the bottom of the hour with Ask Earl May. In studio with me today, a woman who needs very little introduction, a longtime veteran of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, the Siouxland Initiative, and the Siouxland Chamber Foundation, Barbara Sloniker, serves as the Executive Vice President of all three of those organizations. She's with us today to talk about several upcoming Chamber of Commerce events, not the least of which is the Mental Health Awareness event on July 9th. Barbara, welcome back to Grow Siouxland.
Thank you, Chris, and good morning.
Happy to have you with us, and I know you have a lot on your plate right now. The Siouxland Chamber Golf Classic is around the corner. The Mental Health Fair, July 9th, just around the corner. You recently announced your annual event keynote with John Andrazik and Five for Fighting, along with the Sioux City Symphony. It's a wonder you have any spare time for anything at all.
Well, again, it's not all me. We have a team of eight that works very hard to make sure these things all come off and do well.
Well, kudos to your colleagues at the Siouxland Chamber and the board level leadership this year, led by Mandy Graham. And Barbara, a quick summary of your background: born and raised in this community, a Healand graduate, an Iowa State graduate, did some work on the West Coast for a period of time before returning to your family business. Married, your husband is a doctor of audiology with a practice on Hamilton Boulevard, raised two exceptional children, a teacher in the Sioux City Community School System, an engineer, a civil engineer. Both of your children left the community and came back to after finishing their college education. So that's a great success story for you and your husband, Mike. You have been with the Chamber for over two and a half decades. Worn a lot of hats, from economic development to government relations to transportation and everything in between. But now you're focusing on a mental health awareness event. Tell us about this first of its kind event for the Siouxland Chamber.
Well, I think the real impetus for this came from Mandy Graham, who is the COO at Great West Casualty and the current board chair of the Siouxland Chamber. When she took office, if you will, in October, she said, mental health is such a huge issue in our community and across the country. So let's take a stab at trying to build some awareness about it and trying to just really let people out there know what resources are available. I think maybe basically because of, you know, maybe having a stigma attached to it or that people aren't as, they're a little reticent to search for help or look for help. So we decided, let's bring all those providers together, all the chamber members that are healthcare or mental health care providers. We'll all be in one room on July 9th at Country Celebrations from 4 to 7, and they'll each kind of have a vendor booth. It'll be like an exhibit. We're calling it the Mental Health and Wellness Expo. So we will have people besides actual mental health providers. We'll have Thrive Fitness. We'll have Inside Out Chiropractic. We'll have Lumen Therapy. So any of those businesses that are chamber members that really contribute to providing health and wellness, mental health and wellness capacity, I guess, for our community.
Really an important event, and I do want to echo your sentiments about the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce chair of the board of directors this year, Mandy Graham, who serves as the COO of Great West Casualty in South Sioux City. Mandy, from even prior to her serving as our chair, had a focus and recognized the emerging importance of mental health. And I think for both you and I, as we got deeper into this, we began to recognize that mental health, it's like they said about cancer a couple of decades ago, Barbara, it's touched every one of our families in some way, shape, or form, whether it's an immediate family member, an extended family member, a close family friend. We know people who have had mental health challenges. And as you said a moment ago, it's so important to remove the stigma. Mm-hmm. We have to do everything we can to make sure that people know that it's okay to reach out for some of this support.
And I think that's the most important thing. And that's why the need to have these providers all in one place where someone can just walk around, and it'd be very easy to just go visit with someone and find out what resources they do have available. When you look at like national statistics that say 1 in 5 adults live with mental illness, and that anxiety disorder is probably the most common form. But then when you see that over 12 million adults have thought about suicide in one particular year, and 1 in 6 of our children aged 6 to 17 have a mental health disorder. I mean, when you start adding that up, that's a lot. That's a crisis, and that's something we need to be more aware of.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM, where our guest today is Barbara Sloniker, who serves as the Executive Vice President of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, the Siouxland Initiative, and of course the Siouxland Chamber Foundation. Barbara's visiting with us about the upcoming Mental Health and Wellness Expo on July 9th, 2024. That's coming up a little over or a little less than a month away, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Country Celebrations on the north end of Hamilton Boulevard. And Barbara, when you talk about some of those statistics, it causes all of us to pause just a moment and reflect upon the impact, not only on families, but this is where Mandy Graham decided this was going to be so important to the Chamber of Commerce. This has an impact on our businesses.
That's correct. I mean, these children, the youth that I'm talking about, they are our future workforce, and even the current workforce that might be experiencing some of these mental health issues. We need to find a way to, again, remove the stigmatism, let them know what resources are available so they can get the help they need.
Well, and again, I mentioned cancer a short time ago. Someone's diagnosed with cancer, and you are a cancer survivor. My wife is a cancer survivor. And there's really not a stigma associated with that.
Right, right.
Sometimes we pause when it comes to our mental health, separate from our physical health, where there is a stigma. And part of the Chamber's commitment to mental health over the past year has been to do what we can to remove that stigma and to help people access those mental health resources.
And I think education is another big part of that, because again, the more we get into it, the more we learn. You know, citing those national statistics, Iowa, Woodbury County, Siouxland, we're not different. We fit right in with the national statistics. So so that we learn more about it, and then we can also be a resource for people that need help.
Well, and I think we also have to recognize collectively that COVID had an impact as well. And I'm not smart enough to discern exactly why that was. There's a lot of speculation about that, but certainly putting people in masks for the better part of a year, suspending school for a couple of months, terminating high school programs for students. And if you're really, really young, I mean, going to school as a kindergartner or first grader and wearing a mask, and at such an important and critical time in your social development, all of these things have coalesced to create and contribute to what you described a short time ago as a mental health crisis.
And what we really wanted to do with this event is make it more of an expo. We're going to have, we're calling it the Mental Health and Wellness Expo. We'll have games for the kids. It's a 4 to 7 p.m. on July 9th, so hopefully people will bring the kids. It will be accessible for all, and thanks to our sponsors, Mercy One and Unity Point, it's free to all and open to the public. We'll provide a meal. You can walk around and visit with different providers. Kids can play Jumbo Jenga or a cornhole or bags, whatever you like to call that game, and just really make it an easygoing evening and showing that we are advocating for mental health awareness.
Again, this event is Tuesday, July 9th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Country Celebrations Event Center at 5606 Hamilton Boulevard, the north end of Hamilton Boulevard, across Hamilton from what was formerly known as Mike's Saloon. And there will be over 20 vendors offering mental health resources and support, complimentary food, fun activities, as Barbara said, for the kids, and really an opportunity for adults to stop by some of these vendors and to learn about the services they provide, the effective strategies that they are recommending for self-care. Also an opportunity to gain insights into managing stress, anxiety, and explore a variety of approaches to mental wellness. And whether you feel like you're dealing with a mental health challenge at this time or not, it's not just for those that are experiencing challenges. This is a mental health check. So even if everything's going great, what are the strategies for maintaining that position or learning about how to advise family, friends, loved ones, if you observe behaviors that concern you?
Right. And I think that's a good point. And you mentioned that from the outset that we probably all know someone, right? Whether or not we're going to talk about it, that's a different story. But being able to, for us, each individual in the community to learn about the available resources. So if we don't know anyone right now, but maybe in the future we do. And just to show that as a community, we're all working together to make it the healthiest community we can.
Well, I think that's exactly right, Barbara. This is about community. This is about supporting one another. And in the second half of the program, we're going to touch upon the Mental Health and Wellness Expo. We're also going to talk about some of the other chamber programs on the horizon, including the Chamber Golf Classic, which is just a little over 48 hours away. And then the Chamber Annual Event scheduled for September. We'll be back with Barbara Sloniker on Grow Siouxland after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. You're listening to Grow Siouxland, and we want to thank our sponsor, Chris Bogenried of NAI United. Also want to thank our producer, Mr. Justin Barker of Powell Broadcasting. Our guest this morning is Barbara Sloniker, who serves as the Executive Vice President of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, the Chamber's affiliate in economic development, the Siouxland Initiative, and also the Chamber's philanthropic arm, the Siouxland Chamber Foundation. In the first half of the program, Barbara summarized the upcoming Mental Health and Wellness Expo, sponsored by the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and underwritten in part by our friends at Mercy One and Unity Point St. Luke's. Thanks to both those organizations who have contributed to help make this event free and open to the general public. This event will be held on Tuesday, July 9th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Country Celebrations Event Center at the north end of Hamilton Boulevard. And Barbara, not only is this a significant event for the Siouxland Chamber, but it's not like it's the only event. You have a big event coming up this Monday.
That's right. We do. The Chamber 32nd Annual Chamber Golf Classic coming up on June 24th, Monday, and we will be at three golf courses again this year. Last year was the first year that we added a third course, so we'll be at the Dakota Dunes Country Club, the Sioux City Country Club, and Green Valley Golf Course.
Well, and those shout out to those courses because they've been great partners with us, and just last year, for the first time, this event expanded to include a third golf course, primarily driven by demand. We're just simply not able to accommodate all the people who wanted to participate. And a credit to our director of events, Laura Hartman, this event sold out pretty quickly.
Right, it did. And I think one of the reasons is, you know, we've been around a long time, right? We have a good storied history of it's a pretty good golf event, but also over $20,000 in prizes doesn't hurt, thanks to a list of sponsors. But Hard Rock Casino is our presenting sponsor and has been for a few years. So a big shout out to them for continuing to step up for that.
Yeah, we appreciate, I believe this is the seventh year that they've served as the sponsor of this event. So we're super grateful to those folks. And in addition to the Golf Classic, you recently announced plans for the 2024 annual event this September. Tell us about that, if you would.
Well, that's right. That event is coming up on Thursday, September 19th, with a new backdrop for us, if you will, the Orpheum Theater. Now, we have been there one time in the past, but I think when we talk about what the event will include, it makes a lot of sense that we are at the Orpheum Theater because we will have a musical and keynote performance by John Ondrazik with Five for Fighting. So he will also be performing with the Sioux City Symphony. So to have that venue makes just so much more sense for this year. So there will not be a dinner, so we are calling it an event. However, VIP sponsors will have the opportunity to meet with the speaker, John Ondrazik, at the Warrior for a pre-reception.
Yeah, pre-event reception at the Warrior Hotel, and then people will transition over to the Orpheum Theater for what we anticipate to be a 7 o'clock start, an expedited chamber program with commentary from the outgoing chair, the incoming chair. We will have, as we do each and every year, the presentation of the Dr. W. Edward Deming Business Leadership and Entrepreneurial Excellence Award. And then a pretty quick transition into what we think will be a magical evening of music with a message or keynote with a concert. But John Ondrazik, the front man for Five for Fighting, will be performing many of his classic hits, but also talking about business, goal setting, international politics, a lot of things that he's become somewhat outspoken about over the last 24, 36 months.
And I think, Chris, that's one of the things that makes it interesting is even combining the music and the keynote, something different, something that we're hoping will even have a wider audience than a typical chamber dinner. And what a beautiful venue in the Orpheum Theater. No seat is a bad seat. And the season or the tickets are very reasonable at $35, $55, and $75.
Yeah, we certainly hope people will pick up their tickets early, because we do expect this event to sell out. The Orpheum Theater will be configured to accommodate 2,300, and that's partly because we lose some seating to accommodate the Sioux City Symphony, which will bring 36 pieces. So not only are you supporting the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, not only are you supporting the Orpheum Theater, but you're also supporting the Sioux City Symphony under the direction of music director and conductor Ryan Haskins.
Right. So it's a win-win-win, if you will. And I just can't imagine, you know, the talent of those musicians with the Sioux City Symphony. Well, it will be really awesome to have that kind of a crowd there that night and then pair it with John Ondrazik. I just think something we've never done before, and I think I'm really looking forward to it, and I hope a lot of others are too.
Well, and I think what's going to be interesting, of course, is John Ondrazik is best known for his top 40 hits like Superman, 100 Years, The Riddle, World, great hits that we all know. But the speaking adds a unique element. And the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce has been doing this for almost four decades, and they've never really had a musician perform.
Right. So the ability of John to be able to do that and to bring a message and pair it with his wonderful music that he's already well known for, I think it's going to be a phenomenal night. I really think his speech is about what kind of world do you want? And I think that's something that we could all reflect on.
Well, and I know that on October 7th, when Hamas terrorists attacked a kibbutz in Israel, John Ondrazik became very outspoken about that, and that will certainly be part of his remarks. He's also written a song about that. He's written a song about the president of Ukraine standing up to Putin and Russia. He wrote a piece about the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, not his most well-known pieces of music, but certainly powerful. And John is someone who has performed songs supporting funding for autism and ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, and done a lot of those things. And perhaps best known, Barbara, for his hit Superman, which after 9/11 really became an anthem to say thank you to all of the first responders who sacrificed so much, including many of those who lost their lives trying to save people in the wake of that tragedy. And if you recall, the concert for New York in Madison Square Garden, which was a little over a month after 9/11, and included Paul McCartney, Elton John, The Who, Billy Joel, James Taylor, the list goes on and on. But John Ondrazik and Five for Fighting performed Superman a piano and a cello, and really a moving tribute. And that is, I think, one of the elements that really launched this individual into the next stratosphere for musical performances.
Yes, and so again, you know, listening to that history, and you talk about all of that, that it would just be wonderful to hear his message and at the same time be treated to his already musical talents, and then add in the Sioux City Symphony and the beautiful venue. I mean, it's going to be a great night on September 19th.
Well, and it's a wonderful night to support the work of the Siouxland Chamber as well. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today is Barbara Sloniker, the Executive Vice President of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, visiting about the upcoming mental health wellness and expo that will be held on Tuesday, September 9th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Country Celebrations Event Center. Also, Chamber Golf Classic this Monday. Sold out all three of the golf courses, maxed out the number of foursomes that are able to participate. And then we also hope to sell out and max out attendance at the Orpheum Theater on Thursday, September 19th. With the 2024 edition, I believe it's the 38th annual.
I think you're correct, yes.
38th annual event. And going back four decades, there have been some spectacular keynote performances. Marcus Luttrell.
Right. One of my personal favorites.
Author of Lone Survivor. I know that Minnesota Supreme Court Justice Alan Page.
That would have to be my favorite.
Another
child,
one.
You know, he was my hero growing up. So
fascinating story. Guy put himself through law school while actively playing football in the NFL.
And again, back then they weren't making dollar salaries. They were working hard for not much money.
Yes, truly incredible. And you know, Barbara, the Siouxland Chamber is always good for a surprise, whether it's the introduction of the crew of the USS Sioux City, the introduction of Shelby Houlihan at the Olympics. Recently, we did a reunion between Melissa Stockwell and the individual who saved her life in Iraq. In fact, Melissa Stockwell preparing to represent Team USA in Paris on the Paralympic team. And then, of course, just last year, most recently, the recognition of one of our very own Special Olympian who earned the gold medal in Germany. Proud moment for all of us. Was denied the playing of the national anthem. Wasn't denied. It's just not part of the Special Olympics protocol. Mm-hmm. And so Travis Morgan and Christy Vermolen McManamy, along with you and I and so many others, organized that. So you don't want to miss the chamber event, because we're always good for a surprise. And with John Andrazik and Ryan Haskins of the Sioux City Symphony, we know it's going to be a spectacular night. So Barbara, we wish you a lot of luck with the mental health and Wellness Expo. Thanks for taking that task on.
Yeah, thank you.
You've been listening to Grow Siouxland. We'll be back next Saturday morning with more on 1360 KSCJ. Make it a great weekend.